This recording, England 81, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. She then put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Dewsbury Hospital in West Yorkshire, in England. I've lived in the same home all my life, up to the age of around 18 and a half. At the end of last year, I lived in Morley, South Leeds. My mum and dad moved out here last year. We've been trying to move out for a while, and they just got the chance at the start of last year, so they moved out. But I was still at college, so I stayed behind to finish that. I followed them out when I'd finished in September, and I went back to England for Christmas, this Christmas, and came back out just in time to start Toy. So I've only ever really had one home until the end of last year, and suddenly I've got 3. I've got one up in Auckland with my mum and dad, one in Wellington where I live now, and one back in England with my brothers. Yeah, my brothers sort of had long-term girlfriends and jobs and other commitments tying them down, sort of thing. They're 22-year-old twins, so they're not deciding to come out yet. Acting's my main passion. I don't really know. I like to see new places. I like to see new things and travel, I suppose. And Singapore was really nice, really safe and clean in Singapore, so I really liked that. And well, you can't beat the sights of New Zealand, I guess. Yeah, there's a lot I like about New Zealand. Still, just I love the trip up here on the bus, because you see some beautiful valleys and hills and all sorts of stuff. So I really like that sort of side of travelling, seeing beautiful places, because you don't get much of it in England. You don't get much more than a concrete jungle in the city.